Well, the rise in dating apps doesn't seem to correlate with the number of relationships that young people experience these days. In fact, the General Society survey, a study done at the University of Chicago, shows more than half of those aged 18 to 34 do not have a steady romantic partner. To find out why this may be the case, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk to psychology professor emerita at Golden Gate University, Kit Yarrow. Always good to talk to you, Kit. Thanks for the time. So is there any reason that young people aren't finding their mates?
Yeah, there's several reasons, and I'll give you the top few. One of the things I found in researching my first book was that this generation has been told not to settle and that they're special and that, you know, you don't want to make a mistake. And so I think there's a lot of fear around not knowing if the person you're dating is the right one. Probably the second one is that online dating is sort of like shopping in a way. And so people meet so many partners and there's choice overload that affects people, I think, very much the same way that choice overload affects us when we're looking for shoes. You know, when there's just too many options, it becomes overwhelming and it makes it harder and harder to make a choice and feel like you're making a good choice. So, and then probably the third most important one is that this generation really stays attached to their parents much longer. So they're, you know, all the markers of adulthood, from financial independence to home buying to, you know, settling down to having kids, all of these are delayed, in some cases up to a decade. And so there's less, you know, there's just less social pressure to make a commitment early. And they don't want, you know, they've seen a lot of divorce. And I think this generation also just wants to be very, you know, careful about making sure they're making the right decision as well.
Well, those are interesting. I mean, that really puts it in perspective when you add all of that up, especially the part about, you know, they're attached to their parents a little bit longer.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, this is a generation that really looked at their parents, or this is a group of parents that really kind of raised their kids to be more on an equal level with them and friends to them in a way. And so they've been loath to detach as much as kids, I think, have been a little bit slower to want to move into financial independence. Plus, then we have, you know, the recession and college debt and so on. And so there's been some practical reasons, but also a lot of emotional reasons why a lot of kids in this age group really still feel like kids to their parents, not, you know, even mid-20s, not like they're independent and starting, ready to start their own families.
Okay, let me jump in and ask you something else, too. You know, we've heard a lot, especially since this whole college scandal, about snowplow parents who are still booking appointments for their adult children and still calling their adult children's doctors. I mean, why aren't we out there finding our children's mates?
I know. Well, I guess we could do that. That was, we'll just delay adulthood completely at that point. But yes, those are great examples of, you know, a little bit of overparenting, which does make it harder for kids to say, well, wait a minute, I'm the adult. Where's my partner? Where are my kids? Where's, you know, where's my independence?
Okay. And quickly, before we go, tech boom have anything to do with this, do you think?
Well, I was going to add, actually, there's a lot of studies that show that people are less satisfied with dating because of porn, that the way that people are having sex is less appealing, which makes dating less appealing, and a lot of that is blamed on technology. So people are replacing intimacy with pornography, and at the same time, also, there's dissatisfaction with, I mean, the amount of sex that kids are having today is less than any other generation as well. So we'll just throw that into the hopper, too. That's point number four.
Well, they could learn a thing from mom or dad, couldn't they? All right. Thanks a lot, Kit, for talking to us. That's Professor Emerita, Golden Gate University, psychology professor Kit Yarrow.